Excellent. So welcome to the call. I am so glad that you're here. I'm really excited to share this information and kind of this like this Ayurvedic wisdom and shine a little light and hopefully make a difference and help you to feel better as well. So let's get started by doing a meditation. We'll go ahead and get started by just grounding down together and connecting our energy and kind of letting go from whatever happened for the day to present into the moment here and now. So let's everyone go ahead and take a comfortable seat. And if you can put your feet flat on the floor, that's good. And or if you want to sit cross-legged. And if you want to as well, you can put your phone on speaker and set your phone down so you can have your hands free. So find your comfortable seat and feel yourself sink into your cushion or sink into your chair and feel the weight of the earth just kind of pull you down right to where you are, right to where you need to be. And allow yourself to sink into your chair. Allow yourself to drop into the moment. When you're ready, you can stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Stretch the crown of your head towards the sky. And feel the spaciousness this creates in your body and the space it creates in your spine. Let's take a few deep breaths together. You can exhale slowly and steadily. Let go of any stress, any emotion you're carrying on to you don't need to. And when you're ready, take a deep, long inhale. Take in some prana, some vital life force energy. Exhale, slowly release and let go. Inhale from the depth of your belly and let the air stretch all the way up until you extend to the top of your head. Feel each and every cell in your body being revitalized. When you're ready, slowly exhale. Simply let everything go. Now I invite you to bring your attention into the center of your heart. Just feel into that space. Feel it into whatever you're experiencing. And it might just simply be spaciousness, maybe warmth, love, or joy. Whatever it is, just let it be and just be with that. In this space, feel into the connection of others on this call. And from this place where we are all connected, and when you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes and bring your attention back into the room that you're in. I'm so excited to share this talk with you guys, and I'm so excited for those of you who came to join. Just a little introduction. My name is Anna Welly, and I live in Oakland, California. My curiosity with Ayurveda started about 7 or 8 years ago when I discovered a book on Ayurveda that my sister had. And right away, it really resonated with me and really sparked my curiosity. And right away, I started to kind of experiment with the suggestions that it had in the book. I started doing some Panchakarma Ayurvedic detoxes and started getting curious about my inherent nature and my basic qualities that I carry as an individual and those other qualities that I need to balance myself and create better health, and also started my meditation practice just through the guidance of this book that I found, which is really cool, and it really opened a window for me and started me on my path. I was on vacation visiting friends in California, and I discovered that you could formally study Ayurveda and turn it into a career, and I was floored. I had never considered that as an option before, so it was just like right away it clicked with me. It was like, perfect, this is what I want to do. And so I studied at Kerala Academy in the San Francisco Bay for about 3.5 years with some Ayurvedic doctors from Kerala, India. And then I had the fortune to go travel to India and intern at an Ayurvedic hospital for a while and also stay at a Panchakarma retreat center. And once I finished my studies, I began practicing while I was traveling because people there were so interested in gaining some Ayurvedic insight into whatever was troubling them or just for them to improve their health. And so right away, it was just like clients were ready and curious to find like the natural healing ways of Ayurveda. So I was really blessed with that. And I also discovered met my guru in northern India, which had a really huge impact on my life and on my sense of being. And so through all of this, I like really just want to share with you guys my passion and pleasure of what Ayurveda has brought into my life and what it can do for you as an individual and what it can do for those around you and those that you interact with, your family members or whoever you're with. It's the more that we share it, the more people can feel better, and the more that people feel better, the better place we live in, and the more we evolve as a group, as a whole. So, I'm excited for you guys to be here. I think what I wanted to focus on today was just kind of like some of the challenges of living in modern society and what it feels like to be in a place of stress and what we can do to make some simple changes to feel more in a state of ease and gracefulness and just flowing with life and feeling really embraced and excited and inspired about life. And also through that, like just improving our health. So one of the bigger challenges that I see in society that we face is the fast pace of modern life and how we get really caught up in having the demands placed upon us, either from ourselves or from other people, or just unspoken demands we feel that are prevalent in the way we live today. And kind of like Bob Marley says, we're in the rat race. And we work really hard and we play really hard and we kind of get caught up in an achievement mentality about what we have to do and things we have to accomplish or where we want to go, or kind of getting more engaged into like what's next. We're kind of always pursuing that which is in the future, and we're always wanting to go into like the next state or like the next stage. We're consistently like getting caught up in the future tense. And in that place, we're not actually present with the moment and enjoying what the here and now is. And we're not breaking into like the divine miracle of what the present moment offers us and like accepting it as it is. And from that place, having like true health and joy. I think a commonplace kind of example would be like when you're sitting down to some great lunch, maybe you're with your friends and you're at a nice restaurant, or maybe you're just at your house and you fixed yourself like a beautiful, you know, sandwich, and you'll be like halfway through your lunch and you're like, what should I have for dinner? And it's like, rather than just being there with what you have at that moment, you're like jumping forward into like what's happening next. And then by the time you get to dinner, you're going to think, what should I do after dinner? Instead of really just being with it and really enjoying it for the blessing of what it is. So besides that too, I think that people, you know, ask people how they're doing, or, you know, run into a friend, you're like, hey, what's going on? How are you? And it's like so commonplace, this just standard answer of being, I'm good, I'm really, really busy. And how being busy is accepted as a generality of like, that's how we are today. We're busy. Everyone's busy. And I think that when we're in this state of rushing to the future and going into like what's next or what can we accomplish or what we can achieve or constantly thinking about how to get, you know, how to get to the next step, when we feel like stressed, overwhelmed, or even if we're just in a state of like a state of dis-ease, of not being easeful, we're operating from our sympathetic nervous system. And basically, when we're operating from this state, our mind and our body is in a state of survival mode. We're in like a flight or fight type stage. And it's a resistance to what is meant to be. It's a resistance or a constriction into what actually is and like what the moment or whatever it is like presently offering you. When you're in a state of a parasympathetic nervous system, you're like relaxed and you're allowing and you're flowing with the moment. You're being with the grace of life. You're being with that which is, even if it's not the most pleasant or perfect or beautiful thing. But when you're relaxed in this state, it's like you're at least in a state of receiving or allowing or enjoying. And maybe you can even be in a creative or joyful or ecstatic or inspired place as well. When we're in a state of stress or overwhelm, and we're in the state of like future thinking or whatever we can do, like whatever resistance we have to that present moment, you're basically blocking yourself from the perfect experience of your divine healthy being. And the more this happens, the more resistance we have, the more dis-ease we have, or the more kind of ailments we can create within ourselves or our life. A really good example I have of this is when my girlfriends and I were traveling through Fiji.